In step four here, we're going to select the proper equation to solve for our unknown variable. So again, we're going to go through our list of kinematic equations here and try to find one that contains all of the known variables that we've been given as along with the unknown variable. So going through our list of equations, we can see here that there's one specifically that we can use when the initial velocity equals zero, and that's highlighted here in red at the bottom. So we have a displacement value, an acceleration value, and a time value in this equation. So we're going to have to rearrange it to isolate our unknown value, which is time. But since our initial velocity in this example is zero, we can use this equation and we should be able to solve for the time that the apple was falling.